We'll see. Okay, we're on page Resh Nun Ches. Now he's going to conclude this chapter. These are the 30 methods of cheshbon ha-nefesh that a person should do for himself towards his relationship with Hashem. And when you do make this cheshbon ha-nefesh, and you seek out from yourself a din and a cheshbon through them, yafkia elecha oram, their light will burst forth to you. V'yakiv oscha hazor shalom, and their splendor will surround you. Chashov behem tamid, constantly think about them. V'hale osam alibcha kol yimei chayecha, and bring them up to your heart all the days of your life. Al yaspik lecha hama'at shedibarte osam, and it shouldn't be enough the little I spoke about them. U'mashi spkarti behem bekitzer, and how I briefly mentioned them. He called Inyan Mehem, because each one of these 30 aspects, Kishemavarim u'mafarshim osam, when you explain them, Misrachev, it expands, Mistaev, Pikama, Mimashiskarti, and it makes all kinds of branches, way more than what I mentioned. Rarti alinyoni meila, and I've only brought to your attention these aspects. Viskarti asambaderch sard, I mentioned them briefly. Lemisha bavakesh ladasam, for those who want to know them. Vloharachti badvarm, I didn't speak in great detail. Kidesha sefer lo yeh orach minai, so the sefer shouldn't be too big. And it wouldn't and shouldn't take away from what I'm intending. I'm intending to arouse and to teach and not to overwhelm you. Place these words before your eyes. And look at them constantly. And deeply go into them with your heart and with your thoughts. For us, and then kishetachsa, when you review them, yizgalu lecha mehem sodos nelamim umusarm ruchaim shol yizgalu chakorem. The more you review it, the more will be revealed from you hidden secrets and spiritual musar that was not revealed to you beforehand. V'kashir ta'ayim, and when you look deeply into them, v'tovin es haperish hashitchi amuv mamilim, when you look and you understand the superficial translation that's understood from the words, don't think you understand all the hidden aspects of it. Because you won't reach to that type of understanding only after you go deeply in your thoughts with diligence and you give a lot of time and many times over. It's very similar to what Mesil Sharm says in the beginning of his Hakdama. So this is not, we learn it once, put it on the file, and we never look at it again. Takein v'yashrim asfa. This should, you should repair and straighten yourself out with these tools. V'yashrim v'chayim, and straighten out others. V'stagia el ha-socher ha-godol shalokim, and then you will get to the great reward of Hashem. Kamo shekosov, as the book of Daniel says, v'hamaskilim yashiru kizor ha-rekiyo. The ones who are smart will shine like the brightness of the sky. Umatstika arabim, those who bring justice to the masses, those who are involved in helping others, kechalchavim lomved, they will be like eternal stars. As King Solomon said, ulumachochim yinam, and to those who get, rebuke it will be it will be pleasant. Valeim tovu birchasatov, and upon them will be the good blessings. Okay. Now there's two very short prakim, only a couple pages each. Three very short prakim, where he discusses a few more things, results that come out of this. Perek Dalet. Hatoeles shecheshben hanefesh le'el mevilarim. What's the benefit that cheshben hanefesh brings to people? He hatotzah notzeres banefesh. It's the results that are created within the soul. Kishibirurim la shloshim ofne cheshbon nefesh. When it's clear to you the 30 methods of making cheshbon nefesh, this prayer card, what's mentioned earlier. Kshimevina esatochen shem, when you really understand its content. Ves omek pnimiyusam, and the depths of their inner meaning. Ukashimishuchnas she be'emes chayevas lasu sam lasu. And when you've been persuaded that this is truly an obligation to do this and to go through this, and you're prepared to accept upon themselves, behetim l'mashim evin, to the degree that you understand them, and you reflect them, and you review them, that's the benefit will come out in your soul. When your soul does this, achi, my brother, a great benefit will come. You're going to learn from this all the good character traits. And all the levels of purity will come to you. And what will be that eventual result? It will be a refinement of the soul from the darkness and the foolishness. And those give over to doubts in Amunah Hashiras that are in your heart. Person who has all kinds of sveikas about his Yiddishkeit, it's because he hasn't really clarified this cheshbon nefesh within the person. Okay, etein lecha dugma. Next place, let me give you an example. L'mashal mechker iyuni, the one where you investigate the intelligence. Hare hincha yodea, you know, shibachol shahakdomas shal hamechkar hein amitius yoser. The more I think this investigation proceeds, it becomes more true. Okay, in other words, science, knowledge, the more you investigate, the more truths you find. Ukechol shein rabbis yosin, the more they are. Ukechol shaser shem yosher yosin, and the more that the arrangement is straight in your mind, hatotzah miskabelos mani bur yoser, the results are going to be much better. Umalasi chashuv yoser, it's much more elevated. V'chenu gam barakavas hatrufa shel malachas ruach. How about when you have to make medications? Shetual hatrufa v'kosher pulasu hu behetem l'kosher pula shel hatar kivim shemayam uchna hatrufa. The better quality of medicine will happen from the activity of making better ingredients from which we make the medication. So it is in geometry. All the advancements that are in there are a lot. And what happens? It's very chashuv. And the benefits are great. This is in so many activities of life. Lamashal, for example, Mosna Peles, an engineer's balance. You wouldn't be able to assemble them until you first knew geometry and the other wisdoms of numbers and weights and measures. And also the tool that's used to measure for the scientist, that's called an astronomer's telescope. Well, you couldn't create it. You have to really know geometry, astronomy really well. And other types, and geometry. And different aspects of physics. And astronomy. It's a combination of geometry, physics, astronomy. And geology. Okay. So in other words, he's saying all these things only really became better as people looked into it more and more and more. Developing of science, computers, all these things. We didn't say, well, I have a handheld typewriter and now I live with that the rest of my life. They went deeper into it and they see how they're able to improve the quality of the product and the quality of their life. All technological advancement is all based on what? Reviewing what you have and trying to make it better. No? Mm-hmm. Any type of business, you review what you have and you try to make it better. So ubedayma ledugma seila, so some of these examples, achi. He gama totzad adjustment nefesh. This is the advancement that we want to see from our soul. Shevachal agila, you're never going to reach it. It only can happen. You're not ready to receive it, right? Until you're prepared to make the cheshbon that I've pointed out to you and what I've mentioned in this gate. And after you do everything that the cheshbon nefesh requires from you, do you want to advance in your Yiddishkeit or not? Is the simple question. Do you treat your Yiddishkeit as much as you treat your iPad and your iPhone, where you're always upgrading it? And you know, okay, so you're going to say, well, all I have to do is spend some more money and I get an upgrade. Yeah, but there's somebody there who had to do the time to figure out how to upgrade it, right? So everybody is always looking to upgrade. So if you want to upgrade your Yiddishkeit, it has to come from looking at everything that you have and looking at it in a different way, in a deeper way, and how can I make it be more fruitful and beneficial for me? Next page. V'kasher tasa zos b'lev nemu b'nefesh. When you do this with a trusted heart and a pure soul, yor sichlecha, your intellect will illuminate. V'tiras aderecha kol amal sormas. You'll see the pathway to all high levels. And the Yetzer will have no inroads to seduce you. And you'll be counted amongst the choicest of God. And they will renew within you a wondrous supernal strength. So he carts ad kol that you never recognized you had it until now. Between all the strength that you're used to having. Like King Solomon said, Chachmas Adam Teraponov, the wisdom of a person illuminates his face. Was Takras and Yerim Gon, they ain't going to recognize big things. Then you're going to see deep secrets and mysteries through the purification of your soul and of your heart and the strength of your munah. And you'll never stop having continuous joy in this world and the next world, because of the essence of what you've merited to see. And the great secrets have been revealed to you with Hashem's help. Let me give you a similar example that will point out what I'm trying to say. Why don't you imagine that you find yourself in a room, and above, from the ceiling of the room, yesh natsura nifla, is a beautiful picture. It's on top of the roof. So you really want to see it. But tikra, in the roof, amnam yesh pesach, there is an opening, there's a doorway. But the picture isn't opposite that door, but it's next to it. But you can't see it with your vision, because the ceiling is making a barrier between you and the picture. Right? You can't see the picture. There's a Pesach, there's an opening, but the picture isn't opposite the opening. It's for you just to look through the opening and see the picture. Now you're confused. You're trying to find a way to see the picture. Somebody says, Shetase luach miplodo. Make a metal plate. Usalatesh esaluach. And buff the plate. Achetosre shachruso. Until you get rid of the blackness. As you, okay. Utesachsech ososman rav v'mishchus rabos. And shine it up with all kinds of ointments. Achiyadri kumari. Until it becomes like a mirror. Then take this mirror and hoist it up through the and on top of the opening, and now Now you can see the picture was hidden from you. You can see with tashebri muso and delight in its good pleasure, bazar yafe and its beauty. Ad kind of mush. That's the end of the mush. In other words, use a mirror, elevate the mirror so it can reflect that which is higher than your sight of vision. Vanimshal, and the reality to that is, kach, hatsura yona hachashuva, the most beautiful picture there is, asher ein lecha evsharis liras aso beinecha, which you can't see it with your eyes. It's the wisdom of Hashem and his capabilities. The yofi ha'olam ha'elyon and the beauty of the supernal world, asher nela meitano, that is hidden from us, tzuras u'tchonos, its shape, its form, we don't know what it looks like. V'luach ha'plodo hi ha'nefesh ha'adam. And I'm not sure what the metal plate, right? That metal plate, that mirror as it were, but it's a metal plate. I lost the place. He hanefesh ha'adam. That's the soul of the person. Vahalatisha and the buffing. He had drachas hanefesh. It's the guidance of the soul. B'chachma su b'musarim with chachma musar. Hamuvan adi asechel. That's under through sutra asechel. Mufar mitzvah explaining the Torah. Vamishchas and the ointments. What is it? You know, you're buffing it, but you got to make the ointments to really make it shine. There are 30 steps of cheshbon nefesh. In other words, you know, your soul is a potential mirror. And the Torah that you learn and the Musa you learn, it buffs it up. But it's still not yet ready to reflect until you get those ointments on it. And that's how you make it reflect. And when you take that to your heart, and you review it in your thoughts, it purifies, it makes your soul that mirror, and it illuminates your intellect, and it's able to show the picture of everything that's hidden. You're going to see the picture, the images with wide open eyes, and will open up very high levels. The yusar me'aleinecha hamesech hamavdu beincho beincho chachmasabari, and will remove the veil that separates between you and the wisdom of Hashem. The elamidoscha kel yisbar chachmas rabbis moilim, and Hashem will teach you great useful wisdoms and actions. V'yitin l'kakoch aluki, he'll give you divine strength, as the pasuk says in Yeshaya, v'nocha alav ruach Hashem, will rest upon him a spirit of Hashem. Ruach chachmo bina, ruach etzuvua, ruach das v'yiras Hashem. A spirit of wisdom and understanding, a spirit of advice and power and intellect and fear of Hashem. V'nemar, and the pasuk says, even ruachi benosh v'nishma shakai tivinem. Ochein, ruachi benosh. But there is a spirit in man, and the soul of Hashem will make them understand. If you search for it like buried treasures and precious things, then you'll understand the fear of Hashem. And the knowledge of Hashem you will find. So we've got to review this. It shines it up, and then you're able to see things that you're not able to see.